Listen now on BERT as a famous painting is brought to life through voice, music and sound effects in Picture This, produced by Simon Rushbrook.
I see trees of green. It seems to be another world.
Fantasy?
Sure that is in another planet.
It's weird.
It's really strange.
It seems as if it's in a fairy tale kind of environment.
It's an early fantasy picture, isn't it? And the imagination in it is just incredible. There's nothing else quite like it, really, is there? It looks many years ahead of its time. It looks like something that could be created nowadays, even though it was created, 500 years ago now.
It's divided in three parts.
Well, it's a triptych, in fact, which means it's a painting of three panels. With the largest centre panel, and this is flanked on either side by a panel, and these two outer panels would close in on it.
The first section is quite still and calm. Now that you found
your paradise. Really beautiful.
Seems quite idyllic.
Light and kind of green hills and blue ponds.
It's some kind of utopia. It's more like a paradise.
Paradise, or Eden.
At the bottom, I can see a lake, and I can see animals around the lake.
Animals walking around everywhere, and everything seems kind of peaceful.
I can see an elephant. There are horses, camels, goats, pig, and so on.
Buildings, though they have a sort of elemental or natural quality to them.
And it'll be the Garden of Eden then, I guess. Paradise, because nobody's doing anything bad in it.
On the left, there are three persons, one guy, a girl, and in the middle of them, there is an old man.
The first one is Adam and Eve, right? It's just in the garden. God's in the middle and looks like Jesus and has big robes. He looks like he's blessing them and stuff, so that looks like the Garden of Eden bit.
The second one is very, very busy and there's a lot of things going on.
And I suppose it's the progression from the Garden of Eden to them eating the apple, like in the Bible story, and not becoming chaotic.
Things have fallen apart and just like paradise have been broken down.
The one in the centre is very overpopulated.
Absolutely crammed with people, mainly green and blue all the way over, and hundreds and hundreds of people, tiny little people, doing all sorts of different things.
Having a party. I don't know if they're some kind of orgy or something like that. I'm not pretty sure. They are naked.
It's populated by numerous people, figures, engaged in pretty peculiar activities.
So the middle one is what we're now, is just basically mega crowded, and we're just progressing and just everything is mixed up.
The middle one is a lot of naked people and it's pretty chaotic. It seems like a lot of fun, but still it's a little scary in the back. There's so many wild horses and I don't know if people are fighting or what's going on.
You don't get much of an overall composition. You get some strange little incidents.
There's people kissing, there's people taking fruit off trees, there's people dancing, people playing with birds. And there's one guy standing upside down on his hands in the river, and you can only see his body and his legs sticking out the top, and he's balancing a big cherry or apple between his legs. I noticed that super straight away. That looks quite strange.
Three women who appear to be looking up somebody's bottom there. I think they're women.
There's a big river running across the middle of the picture, and there seems to be floating in the middle of it a large, what could be an apple, it's kind of red, with things growing out the top, and people inside it.
People inside strange containers on the whole, almost like glass bubbles and spheres, with people inside.
Apples. Lots of people's apples. And various other fruit.
There's just lots of figures, and there's like one in glass ball on the water.
Well, there's a lot of spherical shapes. There's fruit. Fruit suggests fertility and plenty.
And people with cherries all over the place. Yeah, there's loads of fruit now, come to look at it. There's lots of round objects in the background as well. There's round things, blue round things with towers coming out of them.
And you've got these weird vessels above in the water. They look as though they could be a sort of early submarines, but spherical with towers coming out of the top.
So in the background there's a big lake with kind of baubly kind of pyramidy things around it, pink and blue. And in the middle there's a central pool with like kind of Indians.
People in the centre of the picture in the middle of the lake, being surrounded by people on horses going round it.
And serpents and snakes as well in the water. I can see in the middle huge birds which are bigger than the people in the big river that runs through the middle.
All these giant birds are incredible, aren't they? The kingfishers and the chaffinches on the left. It's like some strange middle world, isn't it? It's a very, very bizarre picture. This is interesting. There's ethnic diversity as well in the central picture, with coloured and white people.
Okay, there's two black figures. Everybody else is white.
You'd be tempted to assume that it's earthly existence.
Excess here on Earth.
It's unclear whether the people are content or discontent.
Well, I think they're just going about their business. They're not really noticing that they are in the middle picture.
People waiting for a sort of disaster to happen. There's where you're deciding which direction you will be going in. People like that in a bubble are unaware of what is happening around them at all. And they're all very happy because they all think they are going that into heaven, but some will come down here into hell.
And the next one is basically what we will be. Everything is dead, everything is not right.
The last one is what it will probably happen in the future. You know, it seems to be all very messy and a lot of destruction.
A rather dramatic skyline at the back, which looks like it could almost be a view from the Second World War, from the Blitz. Looks as though there are explosions going on and buildings on fire.
Lots of darkness, like a sort of industrial cityscape in the background.
Hell's like a northern coal mining town.
It's a battle, I think. People fighting is horrible to see.
There's a fire in the background, as if there's a war going on.
War? Man, this is dark.
You can see fire in the background. It looks like buildings. The building that were before in the other picture, they are now in flames, in fire.
And right at the back, obviously a couple of imaginary aircraft. I don't think they're meant to be birds. They look as though they're actually flying machines of some sort or another.
And then in the final picture, I think you've got this darkness and kind of destruction and what happens when it all goes wrong. You've got lots of strange images of death and stuff. It goes from complete sort of happiness to then busyness to then sort of destruction.
The instant impression is a wall painting from a church. I don't know, when I get to look at it a little closer, it's also like a space odyssey in some way, an underworld country in the right side.
A sort of futuristic or science fiction element. He has things like rockets and submarines and weird contraptions.
You know, there are many people lying in the floor, like if they were wounded or if they were having a disease or death.
It is full of very, very colourful and freaky looking demons doing nasty things to people.
With like severed bodies and little people. And there's like a kind of devil figure. He's got a big horn and looks like an aardvark. And he looks like his boss.
What is this nose elephant looking thing sitting on top of their chair? Is like the new ruler or what? He looks like an Indian god somehow.
And the people seem to be very uncomfortable with fire and knives and nasty stuff, black houses, that kind of thing. It's not very nice at all.
The guy is nailed to the table with knives.
a set of ears with a knife in between.
And there's kind of a figure in the background, a white female figure. It's like she's mutated, she's a bit like a bull, and it's not all of her. It's a bit surrealist, because it kind of opens up, and there's a cavern inside her.
It's a spaceship. It's looked like a torn up body now, with a little house inside.
It looks as though you can see right inside his belly.
I see somebody's stomach. It could be a spleen.
A marble sculpture, for instance, that has been broken in half, and it actually contains something. But there's a ladder rising up to it, and some sort of creature climbing the ladder.
And there's a rabbit, or a number of creatures with spears. Although the rabbits look as though they're fighting one another with sticks. And they're sort of fully dressed rabbits. I'm hopping about a bit.
There's a few instruments in the third one as well.
Hell's got a mandolin in it, which is an instrument of love normally. And it's got a harp coming off the side, so it's all mutated.
There's a sort of rather regal-looking lady playing the harp.
Presumably this is kind of like a progression between from Eden to Earth to nasty hell. Banjos and harps in it as well, so maybe that's what you do when you get to hell, you get to play the banjo.
It's Hieronymus Bosch.
It's the Garden of Earthly Delights by Hieronymus Bosch, which depicts the place of humanity in the universe.
It perhaps felt that as a consequence of all this earthly delight, we'd all end up in hell.
No tears to cry, no feelings left, the species has amused itself to death. Amused itself.